They are now scanning people's bodies for visible proof of vaccination, showing the luciferase that's found in the vaccines at airports when you're trying to travel. Hi, everyone. This is Hope Girl coming to you from HopeGirlBlog.com and FTWProject.com, where we make EMF protection products by hand. And we're doing this special report to show you what's going on in the world when it comes to traveling. They are actually scanning people's bodies at the airports to try to find the luciferase that is lighting up in people's foreheads and people's hands and their arm injection sites. What you're about to watch is a special report interview that I'm doing with my friend Victor Hugo. He is an American who is a refugee trapped in the country of the Republic of Georgia. And he has firsthand account stories about friends of his who were trying to travel back home using fake vaccine passports, and they ended up getting stuck at the airport because they were scanned, their bodies were scanned, in order to see if there was luciferase or not emanating from the vaccine sites. And when they found that it wasn't there, they were like, this is a fake vaccine passport. They were detained at the airport in horrible conditions, and in some cases, they were forced to take the vaccine in order to return home to their connecting flights in their countries. In this report, we're going to show you the patents that show that luciferase is a real ingredient that is in these vaccines and being injected into the public without their knowledge. We're also going to review several videos where people are actually putting black lights on their injection sites to show that their bodies are glowing from the luciferase. We'll show you a video where the PCR test strips are also glowing from the luciferase. And we're going to cover a very important video showing the actual scanning technology and equipment at the airport, where you can see for yourself with your own eyes how people's bodies are being scanned at the airport, and their foreheads and their hands and their arms are lighting up under the black light. Then we'll be bringing in my husband, Tavon Rivers, who is a former Navy tech and engineer who will be describing the technology.